It's the Mike Wills Podcast.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Mike Wills Podcast. Today is July 17th, 2022. It's been a long, long time since I've recorded an episode and actually got it published out, as I promise I do every episode. It's been a busy time, mostly through work and chasing kids a little bit too. Probably not as much as it used to be, but the ambition level sometimes just disappears and I forget to post or do whatever. But on my way grocery shopping, so I kind of felt the urge to hit the record button, so here I am. This is on a different phone, so hopefully it sounds okay. I have not tested any audio on this phone at all yet, nor am I quite sure of any other option to record, because I don't have a headphone jack, for the lack of a better term. I don't have a headphone jack in this phone, so I have to use like a USB-C dongle, or this app doesn't allow Bluetooth recording, which kind of sucks. So I have that. We'll see how that sounds like when I record and play this back. This weekend was Support Your Parks weekend for Parks on the Air. For those of you who remember, I am an amateur radio operator, ham radio operator, whatever you want to call it, same thing. And one of the things I do actually enjoy doing is going out to a park, whether it's sitting in my truck with air conditioning going or the heat going in winter, or if it's actually getting out of the truck and setting up an antenna like I did today. Tried to make some contacts with people, and well, it worked, but it was kind of, I don't know, weird, I'll call it. I'm not great on the, I think they call them upper bands. I always mess up what they mean by upper bands. I call it upper bands because it's 20, or it's higher megahertz, I guess, ultimately. Not on those bands as much, so kind of sort of feel it out as easily as they do like an 80 meter band, but it was up and down. It seemed like it was up and down, and there's a lot of people on the band, but it seemed like there wasn't a lot of contacts being made. I'm not quite certain how I put my finger on it, but I was getting out. I got like 20 some contacts. I probably half of them is when I was calling CQ. I was just sitting on one frequency trying to get the contacts to come to me. The other half is when I was going out chasing them, and that was a lot easier for some reason. So I don't know. It was a little weird for me today, but. Because I have times when I sit there and call CQ and I'm getting pile-ups or multiple people all call me at the same time. And sometimes it's such a jumble you can barely hear even anything, any call sign within there. So I don't know if it's time of day, if it was the antenna, if it was the band. So many different variables to associate with it. It's really hard to kind of sort of put a finger on it. Because I'm not exactly super comfortable with that antenna either, to where I kind of just know how it operates. I know how it works, but how it operates, how signals that are coming in, signals going out, a little sketchy on that yet. But contacts were made. I activated the park successfully. Took a couple calls directly under my call sign. What I mean by that is I was operating the call sign WE4X, WE4DX for short, as part of the Ham Radio Ventures Club. club members are allowed to use that call sign. And the cool thing about Parks on the Air is even if you're using a club call, you can get credit yourself as an operator still. So kind of like a double of contacts almost for me, because I get credit and the club call gets credit. But a lot of people were using the club call this weekend trying to make contacts for support your parks weekend. Yeah. I think you get a special plaque and stuff, but I'm not sure what all is part of that. And that's fine. I'm out there to have fun, not necessarily have competition. But on the other hand, I do have a goal, which I'm miserably failing at right now, of being the top activator of the park. There's always a little bit of competition to it. They have two main stats, I think, with it. One is total number of calls you made, and then I think the other is total number of activations. At one point, I was number one, very briefly, and then I don't know if I opened my big mouth and said that's my goal for this year, and someone else decided to take the same goal or what, but they're kicking my butt. That's fine. It's all about friendly competition, having fun. The number two activator right now, I know her and her husband, and they like to do that a lot. Husband, I'm not sure the exact relationship, significant other, let's just keep it generic. And then, I don't know who the other person is, but they've been out there a lot more than either one of us combined, so. But I found a nice little quiet nook. Took the dog out there with me today so she could get some fresh air, and we kind of had fun. It was a beautiful morning out. Now it's 85 and getting more humid out, and would not be so fun to be out there anyway. Any other amateur radio news? Not really. On Sunday nights now, I do net control for the OM International Sideband Society net, 80 meter net control, which basically means I'm running the net or the contacts that happened that night. So I collect everyone's call sign in the order I hear them all, essentially, and then. They each get their own turn to make a call or however many calls they want to whoever's on the list, and they can make contacts. So you can get different awards and things like that. It's fun. I do enjoy it. It's a little bit of work, but on the other hand, it's really not that bad. And I do like having kind of a regular net. It's just kind of mine. During the summer here, it's really usually a really short list because it's noisy. I don't remember if I mentioned this before. I'll make another podcast. I swear I will. I'll talk about noise on the bands and what drives that. But summer is usually not good for 80 meters, especially. 40 is sort of sometimes, but 80 meters is really bad in summer. And I'll get into that more later why. So the list is generally pretty short of mostly hardcore people. I am one of them, and I only have 100 watts. I make it work. But I am finding out reasons that I do need an amplifier, because there are people out there I could hear plain as day. They cannot hear me. And that's likely directly related to the noise that's in the atmosphere at that time. So that's kind of on the list. It's been on the list for a while, but they're expensive. For a 600 watt, which is kind of a almost a beginner level. Brand new is about $1,500 to $2,000. You can get them used for about $1,000, which most of them are pretty good at that. You can get, price goes up from there. They're not cheap. And so there's obviously much better things to spend money on right now other than big expensive amplifiers like that. But I'd still want one. As far as my radio equipment, everything is pretty good. There's really only one radio I really want right now, and that's a mobile HF radio that I can keep in the truck with me. Just makes it so much easier to drive through the park and activate, or I'm going down the road and a long trip and bored and I want to talk to someone or something. You know, those are a couple use cases where I'd want it. I don't do that enough where it's necessarily 100% worth it, but I still want it. So that's on the more the higher up on the list. I really could use another VHF radio potentially in here. The reason for that is like for storm chasing and stuff. Generally don't really need it, but it would be a nice to have. So that's on the list, but again, not very high priority. What I probably need worst of all, but I'm not in my office enough to justify it right now, is the ability to keep a radio on at least two of the main repeaters in town. Doesn't have to be a big, fancy, expensive radio. It could be just a used one. But I would like something that I can keep on the two main repeaters in town just because. You know, maybe a new person calls out or there's some weird thing happened and I am there. If I happen to be listening, I can be there to catch them. Because I have my main VHF, my main dual band radio I have now is not... It only has one VFO, so it's always scanning unless I'm on a net, and that's all it does. But when you're scanning, you're missing things. So, just things to... Just future plans. You know, all of this costs money, so it's future plans. Let's see here. And then I got a few radio events coming up here soon, or potential ones. I really need to get looking at calendars and seeing if I can or cannot help out with those. I'm hoping I can help out with each, at least a couple of them. We'll have to see kind of how things play out. But those are fun because it's hanging out with a bunch of friends and stuff. So that's why I like doing those. Oh man, people are like slow. I don't know what else. I'm rambling right now. It's been 15 minutes, so I think this is pretty good length. I'm at my first destination here. I don't think there's anything else I can think of right now. So I will say 7-3 to you, and I will talk to you next time. This is WX0MIK. 7-3s.
The intro music was Funkily Dugatitude by the late Derek K. Miller. The outro is Always Evermore by Eric Dietrich. You can contact me on most social networks with the username Mike Wills, one word. You can email me at mike@mikewills.me. You can find any show notes and my blog at mikewills.me. Thank you for listening, and come back again.